In today's Mishnahs from the third and fourth Mishnah from the third Perek Masech the Nazir. And in yesterday's Mishnahs, we were looking at how we assess the final day of the term of Nazirut. And we said on, with respect to Stam Nazirut, meaning a Nazir who said, I just want to be a Nazir. In that case, we said that the final day, the 30th day, that Bidyev, meaning after the fact, as long as he has partially observed that day, then if he bought his korban or not, the term of Nazirut would end. In contrast, we said, however, if he articulated and said, I wanted to be a Nazir for 30 days, then he would have to be a Nazir for the entire 30 days. What this mission deals with is what happens if a Nazir becomes Tameh, meaning he comes into contact with Tumen emanating from a corpse. So normally what would happen, if it was in the course of his term in Nazirut, he would have to become Tahor, meaning purify himself from the Tumat Amet, and that would involve the 7-day process, of which we'll learn about, and then he would have to start his Nazirut all over again from the very beginning. So if it was a 30-day Nazirut, he'd have to do all 30 days again. And if it was 100 days, he would have to start again and do for the full 100 days. If, however, he completed his full term of Nazirut and he has not yet brought the Korbanot, and then it becomes Tameh Met, well, then it wouldn't necessarily be a problem. All he has to do is he has to go through the 7-day purification process, and then he can bring his final Korbanot. What the mission deals is what happens if he becomes Tameh on the final day. Again, we're referring to a Nazir who took on upon his Nazirut as a Stam Nazir, which we said is understood as being 30-day Nazirut. So Misha says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, he says, I'm a Nazir. Nitma, and he becomes Tameh on the 30th day. According to Chachamim, Chachamim say, Soter et HaKol. He has to start all the way from the beginning. Why? That is because since he has not brought his Korbanot yet, and it's still within a 30-day period, then we say that since he has not completed his term of Nazirut and it's no different to him becoming Tameh during the course of his Nazirut, he has to start all over again. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Einu Soter Ela Shiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since on the 30th day, he could, as we said, Bidev, bring the Korbanot, and based on the principle as well, I just explained in the very beginning, Miktzata Yom Kolom, the part of the day is considered like the full day. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this would already therefore be considered as if he became Tameh after his term in Nazirut, and would only have to go through the 7-day purification process, and then bring the Korbanot to complete his Nazirut. However, if he is Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if however he says, I want to be Nazir for 30 days, and it became Tameh Nitma Yom Shloshim, it became Tameh on the 30th day, Mishnah says, Soter et HaKol. Then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he would have to start his Nazirut all over again. And that is because, as I explained in the introduction, that someone who says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, even if he brought the Korbanot on the 30th day, it wouldn't matter. He would only be able to complete his Nazirut and bring the Korbanot on that 31st day. And that's going to everyone. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. If someone says, Harini Nazir Meya Yom. If someone says, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nit Ma Yom Meya. If it becomes Tameh on the 100th day, then we say, Soter Et HaKol. He would have to start his Nazirut all over again. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, says, no, it doesn't Soter Et HaKol. Einu Soter Ela Shloshim. After it becomes Tahor, he wouldn't have to start from the very beginning. He just has to do the minimum term of Nazirut, which is 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer learns this from the pasuk in the Torah, which says, "V'zot Torah Tanazir." This is a Torah Nazir b'yom l'ot yamei Nizir on the day he completes his term in Nazirut. So he understands from the pasuk if his nitme becomes Tameh on that day where he completes it, 10 lot Torah Nazir, we give him the stam Nazirut to complete, which is 30 days. What happens, however, if nitma yom mea ve'achad? What happens if it becomes Tameh on the 101st day? And we explained that amid in Torah that he really wouldn't have to lose any of his Nazirut, and really just go through the 7-day purification process. So therefore it might be surprising now, the Kohen Shita Chachamim. Chachamim say, in this case, this 101st day, he's completed his term, but he has not yet offered the Korbanot. Chachamim say, Soter Shloshim Yom. After it becomes Tahor, you have to serve another 30 days of Nazirut. And it wouldn't be enough to just do the 7-day purification process. Now, why is that? That is because Chachamim apply a Gzeira. They are concerned that someone will get confused between the din of one who became Tameh on the 100th day or 101st day. And we saw there that it makes a major difference. According to Chachamim, if he becomes Tameh on the 100th day, it would Soter et HaKol. However, despite the fact we make Gzeira, the Gzeira itself, Chachamim didn't make it so strict to force him to observe the full 100 days, because again, it's only Gzeira, therefore they picked the minimum, which is 30 days. And that's the explanation of the Baal Tanura. There are other explanations that Kati brings aside, and I'll leave that for him further study. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Einu Soter Ela Shiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since he's completed his full term in Nazirut, and he's able to bring those Korbanot on that day, this is according to his opinion, he maintains, despite the fact he hasn't offered the Korbanot yet, Einu Soter Ela Shiva, and that's consistent with the opinion of the previous Mishnah, that all he has to do is go through the 7-day purification process, And then after he's completed that and gone through the whole purification, then he'll be able to complete his Nezirot by bringing the Korbanot. Those are the Mishnah today.